Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and this is episode 26 of the Beatitudes podcast. And in this podcast, we're actually wrapping up the book, The Beatitudes, 8 Ways to Be an Awesome Dad. We've gone through all 8 Beatitudes and reflected on how they enable us to be fathers after our Heavenly Father's own heart. But I wanted to wrap up with this episode with just a larger reflection on fatherhood. And by the way, don't worry, this won't be the last Beatitudes podcast. We're going to move forward talking about other topics that relate to each of the Beatitudes as well. So we'll be going deeper in the coming weeks. But I'm wrapping up the book with this. So if you haven't actually been following along, I really encourage you to start at the beginning and walk through the book with me. And if you want to pick up a copy, because we do go into more detail in the book, that's great too. But, in this episode, I really just wanted to focus on this idea of spiritual fatherhood and the call that we all have as men to be spiritual fathers and to be fathers in general. St. John Paul actually wrote a lot about this in the Theology of the Body, reminding us that motherhood and fatherhood is essential to our very being. Right, we have a tendency to think that we are only mothers or fathers if we have physical children, but motherhood and fatherhood is a basic call for every Christian disciple, because this sort of spiritual parenthood that we all have, is built into us. You know, as persons, we flourish when we help other people flourish, and that is this spiritual parenthood. Anytime we help another person flourish, we are exercising that spiritual parenthood that we are born with and that's built into us, and that serving God and following our Heavenly Father calls out in us. So parenthood is sort of the most foundational ministry. And even before we are married and have children, we are still fathers. You know, we need to be teaching our children to be spiritual mothers and fathers to their friends, to the people that are in their care, their brothers and sisters, right? And we need to be exercising that in everything that we do, because we find ourselves by embracing our fatherhood. Being, you know, there's a lot of ideas about what does it mean to be a man, you know? And there are a lot of weird ideas about it, honestly. But in truth, the more we embrace our fatherhood, that capacity to use our gifts, our time, our treasure, our talents, our abilities, even ourselves, to help other people flourish, the more we are exercising that spiritual fatherhood that is an essential part of our nature. And if we are blessed to have physical children, then helping them flourish and become truly well-integrated, healthy, godly men and women is the highest calling that we can have. Because this, again, this fatherhood is how we give ourselves and all we have to help others flourish, and specifically help another person flourish, our children and our wife too. When we are able to exercise this, we really embrace the character that our Heavenly Father wants us to exhibit by being more like Him. And it's the most important thing we can do. You know, we've heard the passage from Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 13, 1 through 12. Mostly we see it as a wedding verse because it's so often read at marriage ceremonies. But really, it's a Christian reflection on love. And I quote this in the book, and I adapt it for fathers in particular. And I want you to really pray through this with me as I read this passage to you. If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but I am not a loving father, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, but I am not a loving father, I have nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but I am not a loving father, I gain nothing. A loving father is patient. A loving father is kind. He does not envy. He does not boast. He is not proud. He does not dishonor others. He is not self-seeking. He is not easily angered. He keeps no record of wrongs. A loving father does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. He always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. A father's love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when completeness comes, what is in part disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a father, I put the ways of childhood behind me. For now we see only a reflection as in a mirror, but then we shall see the Father face to face. I just want to leave you today with that passage and just ask you to reflect on that, you know, to see your fatherhood described in that passage from 1 Corinthians that reminds us of all the things that God's perfect love calls us to be, especially as fathers after the Heavenly Father's own heart. And as you love yourself and your wife and your children with that love, allow God to enter more deeply into your heart and transform you from the inside out so that you can be the man God created you to be, the husband your wife needs you to be, the father your children long for you to be. And through all of that, you can be the Christian disciple that we're all called to be. Thank you for walking through the Beatitudes book with me. As I say, in future episodes of the Beatitudes, we'll be looking at different issues through the lens of the Beatitudes. So we'll continue reflecting on this. But thank you so much for walking with me through these chapters of the Beatitudes, 8 Ways to Be an Awesome Dad. And if you've enjoyed the podcast, I really just invite you to pick up a copy of the book, The Beatitudes, 8 Ways to Be an Awesome Dad, so that you can continue your exploration of what it takes to be a really good, godly Catholic father. And of course, keep meeting us back here for each episode of the Beatitudes. God bless, and thanks so much for tuning in. If you have any questions, please post them to the Home Builders Forum in the Catholic Home app. I'd love to continue the conversation there. God bless.